This is an in-between-isode of the All Things Risk podcast. Welcome back, everyone, to the All Things Risk podcast. My name is Ben Cattaneo. I'm your host. This is my show. We've just celebrated episode 20. If you are new to the show, you might want to check out my latest episode, my conversation with Michelle Battle Fisher. This episode today is more of a shorter, even short for an in-between episode, I think. Just a little reflection and some announcements about the show going forward. Ooh, I hate that expression, going forward. But anyway, that's kind of what it is. Some forward-looking information about the show. Forward-looking, not much better. Anyway, I don't really do seasons with this podcast, but it does feel effectively like the end of season one. So you can treat this as a bit of an end of season in between episode. So I wanted to thank you all for listening, for subscribing, for providing ratings and reviews, for providing feedback, for being here. You know, I started this show 8 months ago. I wasn't really sure what to expect. I really didn't know what I was doing. And it's turned out to be great so far. I've had some wonderful conversations. I've met some great people. And I think I've been able to, through my conversations with all my wonderful guests, share a number of things about intelligent risk taking, about being more resilient, about risks within the world in which we live, about how some things work, all kinds of great stuff. Check out those episodes if you haven't already. So I just wanted to thank you for all of that. And it's also the end of summer here in the Northern Hemisphere, and I've been working on the autumn lineup of guests. And I have to say, it's looking fantastic. I've got some great episodes coming up with some wonderful people, and I'm just really looking forward to sharing all of those with you. So I wanted to give you a few things about what's going to happen with the show going forward. Ooh, there's that terrible expression again. Sorry, I can't help myself. Anyway, from this point on, so starting next week, I'll be producing a full episode at least every other week, starting September the 6th, so Tuesday of next week. And so every other week, there'll be a full episode. There'll be a full episode for sure on September the 20th, on October the 4th, October the 18th, and so on. And on the off weeks, the in-between weeks, for the moment, I'm going to give these in-between episodes a bit of a rest. And there are three reasons for this. The first is just trying to get the schedule worked out. Schedule. We say schedule around here in the UK. I have a number of guests that I'm trying to line up. And if I just go simply with every other week for an episode, now if I have five episodes, that fifth one that I record might end up being released 2 months after I record it. And that's a bit unfair to all of you as listeners. I think it's unfair to the guests. And really, I started this podcast as a bit of an audience of one. And if I was a listener, that I wouldn't like that at all either. So sometimes in between those weeks or in those off weeks, I'll release another full episode. And I think that's going to happen fairly soon anyway, because I need to get these wonderful conversations out. So that's reason number one why the in-between episodes will get a little bit of a rest for the time being. The second one is when I do have an off week and I don't put out an episode, I will be spending that time to just do some more editing, some scheduling, some promotion, some other things in and around the show that helps keep it tick over. It's something that I'm doing as a labor of love, as many of you know, and it isn't an easy thing to always balance with work and other commitments. And finally, I just wanted to give the in-between episodes a bit of a rest, just because they're certainly popular, but they're not quite as popular as the full episodes. They get maybe 60% of the listens that my full episodes do. So I just wanted to give them a rest. They will make a return, that's for sure. But I think from next month to perhaps the end of the year, they probably won't make an appearance. Maybe one or two, if I can't help myself. But do let me know what you think. You can drop me a note. allthingsrisk@gmail.com is the best way to do that. And As I mentioned, I've got some great conversations coming up in a few weeks, and I certainly hope that you follow and that you listen. You're certainly going to love them. I'm convinced of that. If you are confused about the schedule, once again, an episode will be going out next week, a full episode, and then every other week at least, we'll be sending you a full episode. And in between that, you might get an off week where there isn't an episode, or there'll be another full episode. If that doesn't make sense, just subscribe. Just subscribe, and you'll get all the latest episodes into your inbox in whatever platform that you use. Second thing, I'm going to be just a little bit of a secret, not so much of a secret anymore, but we'll be launching a new website, allthingsrisk.co.uk, which is, you know, my website that I have had, which I still have, allthingsrisk.com. It's okay, but I really wanted to take it up a notch, and we are taking it up a notch with the show. So the website really needs to catch up with that. I'm taking it up a notch with the numbers of great guests, with some of the conversations I'm going to have, and the website does need to stay in line with that. So check that out. What you'll find there, all the episodes and all the links to all the platforms where you can subscribe. And the other thing I'm going to be starting is a newsletter where you can get updates. Every now and then I'll issue some bonus content, some blogs, some things like that. So you can sign up for that newsletter and stay informed about all things around the show. The final thing I wanted to touch on is, I get a lot of comments requests saying that, you know, I don't have an iPhone or I don't have an iPod or an iPad, and I don't know how to get your podcast on my phone. I have an Android phone, or I don't have an iPhone. This is a problem that's been solved a long time ago, but I can fully understand if you're new to listening to podcasts. You can get podcasts on just about any device that you have, and if, for example, you have an Android phone, you can get the show on all kinds of apps and platforms. If you, once again, go to allthingsrisk.co.uk, all of those are there. There's a link on the right-hand side of the website where you can get all kinds of platforms through which you can get the show. And podcasts are great. The popularity of podcasts are growing, because you can listen to podcasts whilst running or cooking, commuting, shopping, whatever. You don't have to look at a screen. So suffice it to say, there are many ways in which you can get not just my show, but all kinds of shows. A few platforms that you can check out. So these are all apps that you can use on your Android phone. You just download the app and you can find the show. We're on SoundCloud, which is a popular platform. Stitcher is another good one. Spreaker is another good one. TuneIn, so TuneIn Radio. Player.fm. So these are just some of the formats in which you can just download one of those apps on your phone and do a quick search or click on the link on the website, and you will find the show, and you'll be able to get all of that great content from the All Things Risk podcast straight to your device, whatever device that happens to be. That is it for now. That's all I have. I'm really looking forward to you being with us throughout this autumn and beyond, because as I say, I've got some great episodes ready to go. The next long form conversation will go out next Tuesday. That's September the 6th. In the interim, don't forget, risk is life.